All right. Describe how Heartland Construction has contributed to building and construction in the Slinger area.
Oh, we've done numerous developments, subdivisions, some mine personally, a lot for customers. Done a lot of reworking of roads and streets in the Slinger area. Created building sites for some new buildings and utilities. Worked with Slinger Rotary and Slinger Advancement to redo a number of park and park areas in the Slinger area. Worked on, like I said, St. Peter's, helped with the fire department remodel and expansion. Pretty much at this point, you know, whatever they need, we take great pride in being able to help out.
When looking at the Slinger area from a construction worker's point of view, is there anything unique when you're, I mean, you're working on, when we talked to Jim Hegarty about, he said, you know, you have kettles and you have, sometimes you hit railroads and things, and so is there something in your experience that's somewhat unique that maybe someone else might not think of because they're not working in your field about the topography of the Slinger area?
Well, it's primarily gravels in the Slinger area, and as you do this business for a while, you get to know, I mean, just by saying the name of a community or area, you know what the ground is. We don't have a high water table, we're primarily sand and gravel. Other areas are clay, other areas have high water tables, some have bedrock. Hartford is mostly a silty, gravelly ground that doesn't drain as well. So it changes all over the Kettle Moraine. It's interesting.
Yeah. And then so, you know, this the village and the St. Peter's project and all these, and some of these in the area, we see a lot of the old, you know, brick that might have been from original things. Is there something that, I mean, because you came from Amherst and came to this area, is there something you notice about building materials here that might have been different from, the, let's say, Amherst?
Well, the Cream City brick is the most prevalent thing, that and the Lannan stone, because both are easy to get. Cream City brick was made out of clays in the area, and actually because of St. Peter's, I know more about Cream City brick than I ever wanted to, because we couldn't find what we needed. So I worked with some demolition contractors I know and looked all over to find the right brick to put on the addition of St. Peter's, and learned that from Milwaukee to Green Bay, the Cream City brick was all different. When you went into Milwaukee, it was a smoother, sometimes greenish looking Cream City brick because of the type of clay they had. And as you go north, it got grainier. So we needed to find something that was made from the Slinger area Cream City brick, which we found a building in West Bend that was being torn out. So I got to be somewhat of an expert, really, by accident.
As I teach history, sometimes we struggle because you had that Rosenheimer subdivision just north of town there originally, and then for a while there, Slinger didn't really grow, you know, and then probably you've been there now long enough, you've seen it grow, and we've had these subdivisions. I mean, you said you've built subdivisions. What can you tell me as a history teacher that, or a student that might help them understand how Slinger grew or the subdivision development?
Well, typically, the growth of communities is driven by the economy.
Sure.
And you'll see in times of a good economy, you know, areas like Slinger and surrounding communities expand. And then as the economy tapers off, it's always a roller coaster. As it tapers off, there is no development, and it depends on how long it's down. And then when there is development again, it's driven by a good economy. And typically, I would call Slinger in our area out here an outlying area. So the city areas, the hottest area is Waukesha County. So Waukesha County will start, and it'll get popular again, and there'll be a lot of people building, and prices will rise in there. And as prices rise, people push out.